Energy Secretary directs oil company to resume operations in California, citing national security. Energy Secretary Chris Wright on March 13 directed the Texas-based oil company Sable Offshore Corporation to restore operations in water off Southern California. Wright invoked the Defense Production Act to restore the company's Santa Ynez unit and pipeline system near Santa Barbara to address supply disruption risks that have left the region and U.S. military forces dependent on foreign oil, according to a Department of Energy news release. The Trump administration remains committed to putting all Americans and their energy security first, Wright said in a statement. Unfortunately, some state leaders have not adhered to those same principles, with potentially disastrous consequences not just for their residents, but also our national security. Today's order will strengthen America's oil supply and restore a pipeline system vital to our national security and defense, ensuring that West Coast military installations have the reliable energy critical to military readiness. Officials said Sable Offshore Corp's facility can replace nearly 1.5 million barrels of foreign-sourced crude oil each month by producing roughly 50,000 barrels per day, resulting in a 15% increase to California's oil production. The Energy Department noted that the state used to supply nearly 40% of the nation's oil production, with more than 60% of the oil refined in California now coming from overseas, including through the now-closed Strait of Hormuz. This presents serious national security threats, the agency said. Officials also said that restoring Sable Offshore's operations will create hundreds of additional American energy jobs while generating millions in local economic activity. The action follows President Donald Trump's executive order from early last year, which reversed former President Joe Biden's ban on offshore oil drilling on the West and East Coasts. Biden's effort to shut down 625 million acres of federal waters from oil production was later struck down by a federal court. Restoring oil production in Southern California comes weeks after the United States joined Israel in coordinated airstrikes on Iran, igniting war in the Middle East. Iran has retaliated by striking oil fields and refineries in its Gulf state neighbors, and by shutting down the critical Strait of Hormuz through which 20% of the world's oil travels. Oil prices have skyrocketed to just over $98 per barrel by March 15, the highest level since oil climbed in 2022 after Russia invaded Ukraine. California Governor Gavin Newsom criticized the Trump administration for ordering the restoration of oil drilling off the state's coast, arguing the Sable offshore pipeline would only increase total oil production by 0.05% and have no impact on lowering global oil prices. Donald Trump started a war, admitted it would spike gas prices nationwide, and told Americans it was a small price to pay. Now he's using this crisis of his own making to attempt what he's wanted to do for years, open California's coast for his oil industry friends so they can poison our beaches. This wouldn't lower prices by a cent, Newsom said in a statement. This is an attempt to illegally restart a pipeline whose operators are facing criminal charges and prohibited by multiple court orders from restarting. The governor said California would fight the effort in court. The pipeline was responsible for an oil spill in 2015 in which more than 100,000 gallons of crude oil spilled onshore near Refugio State Beach in Santa Barbara County. Roughly 21,000 gallons of oil seeped into the Pacific Ocean, and thousands of birds and marine mammals died. The incident resulted in a $23.3 million settlement and closed 138 square miles of fisheries for multiple weeks.